You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
אני סוג'סט דאט חודש אלול we should recite Mizmor 27, that is the end of Tefillat Shacharit. Sephardim, we go through this Mizmor every day, but not everybody recites this Mizmor. Mizmor Chaf Zayin le David, Hashem Ori ve'ishi mimi ira. It's right after Aleinu in your Sidurim. Yeah. So there is a code here that Ori means Rosh Hashanah, Ve'ish'i means Yom HaKippurim, and then you have also Yispeneni Ve'Sukkot. That means Sukkot. So there is a code that is about the Mizmor. It's good to recite this Mizmor every day. So that in the end of the Mizmor, it says, Lule he'emanti lirot betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. You say this Mizmor every day? No? Well, in Bet Knesset, always Chazan says this Mizmor. So he says in the end, Lule he'emanti, what does it mean? Lule he'emanti?
If.
What does that mean? It says, Luleh hemanti nirot betuv Adonai ve'eretz chayim. That means, if I would not have the faith, have a trust to see the goodness of Hashem, then my life would be miserable. Good? Lule he'emanti nirot betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. And then the famous pasuk that we mention in the end of our tefillah also, Qabe el Adonai chazak v'yames libecha v'qabe el Adonai. So now here, the Baruch Shalom is teaching us, first of all, Yehudi, without faith, without emunah, his life is not a life. It's a miserable life. And no matter what it is, we always have challenges with variety of things. God forbid, could be health. God forbid, could be family matters, husband and wife, shalom bayit, children. There are many, many things in life that we do dasto panje. There are so many challenges. But here, lulehe manti, if I was not strong enough to overrule these challenges, my life would be miserable. Totally miserable. So now, there is a beautiful quote here. The way you write lule, it's lamed, vav, lamed, aleph. You see it? Yes, you see it? Lamed, vav, lamed, aleph. So now, if you read it from end to the beginning, what do you get? Elul, chazak baruch. Wow. You see that? Isn't that something? So lule means if I wouldn't. So now this term is exactly from end to the beginning becomes elul, the month that we started. So what does that mean? So here there's a very powerful message, and that is, as you see, lule is upside down of elul. What does that mean? That means if at this moment, right now, this minute, you feel that your life is upside down, If you think that you run into lots of problems, lots of headache, lot of pressure, when the Elul comes, then everything is going to be okay. Amen. So that means if you read the Lulei from end to the beginning, it becomes Elul. So what does it mean? So that means if everything that you feel that ay ay ay, oy oy oy, why? So now when Elul comes, everything becomes okay. So that's why the letters of the Elul from end to the beginning becomes Lulei. How? You have to have very, very strong emunah. And that's how the Mizmor concludes. It's a Kaben Hashem. You have to have hope to Hashem. Okay, fine. What does it mean? It's hard. I can't. You know, okay, I'll do it. Now I do it. And then he says, Chazak v'yames ribecha. What do you mean? You already told me, Kaben Hashem. Okay. Fine. I push myself. I say, no, I can't do it. I'll do it. And then, again, he says, Rabel Hashem. What do you mean? You said already. So, Rabel Hashem, you have to have hope. It's very interesting. In Persian HaKodesh, they said, Ravi. What does Ravi mean? Strong. So, Hebrew, they got it from Hebrew. It's Ravi, like Chalakove. So, what does that mean? So, here, we learn a very beautiful message. That means, when you have hope, you are Ravi. When you don't have hope, become what you become? Very weak. That means hope makes you strong. So now, why is it repeated in the end? Again, first it says, Ravel Hashem. It says, Chazak Libecha. Ravel Hashem. Why? Because every one of us, we go through this process. We start. We're so sure, we go on, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's good, you know. And then all of a sudden, you see, ay, ay, ay. What happened all of a sudden? What happened? And then you see, something went wrong. Something that you didn't expect. So then he says, be careful. Don't give up. Even though that you started with a hope, and then you were positive, and then you went on, and then you saw a sign that, you know, it's okay, and things became better. And then, all of a sudden, you see, ay, ay, ay! So here, the Maor Shalom is warning us. Yes, it happens to us. We start, and then we have hope, and then all of a sudden, you see, no, it was not so. I was imagining, they didn't tell me the truth, and so on. Many problems in that, maybe, all right. But here he says, no. Yehudi should understand that even though in the middle of the road, something could go wrong, but still, you should not stop. Kaveh Hashem, you have to go on. And especially in this month, that is a month of Rachamim. What does it mean? Am Shabbat, Am Shalom. You have to imagine at this moment, it's up in the Shammai, right now. It's up in the Shammai. And he was able to appease the Bono Sholam. So now we're using this time as a base. Why? Because we can do exactly the same thing. Just imagine you got a right with somebody. And then you notice this driver is very pilpili. Felfeli. You know what that is? Lots of virage, you know, fast, this, that. How do you feel? Huh? Jump out the window? What kind of feeling it gives you?
Scared.
So now, if you know this driver, like let's say, is a 18-wheel truck driver, does it make a difference? that, like let's say he's driving for 30 years. Yeah. But if he know, he not just got the license. Makes a difference? Huh? Yeah, it does make a difference. If you know, like this gentleman, like he's a helicopter driver, or he has a job of 18 truck, world truck driver. So then, you know, you're not worried because you know what he's doing, right? So now here could be a good example that many times you become scared. You don't know what's going to happen. But if you know that Ribono Shel Olam is the driver, and sometimes, you know, becomes scary, but it's not going to scare you, right? Because you know Ribono Shel Olam, when he drives, he knows how to drive. Yeah. So, be in peace. Okay, you know, it's a little bit virage, you know, here, there, you know, up, down, but he knows how to take you to the destiny that, you know, you're supposed to. And that's how it is. In life, yeah, sometimes becomes very, very scary. And people, unfortunately, you know, they panic. You know, oh, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? What's going to be? And that's what the message of this month is. Lule he'emanti lir'ot betuv Hashem. If I would not have the faith that to see the goodness of Hashem, oy vavoy, my life would not be the life that I should go through. And that's what the Elul is all about. Elul, Shad Rachamim. And we have to work on our emunah. Make it stronger. Of course, we are ma'amin, b'nei ma'aminim. We have to make it stronger. How? You have to tell ourselves, it's going to be okay. There's nothing to worry about. I'm not scared of anything. You have to tell yourself. You keep telling yourself. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, he'emati ki'adaber. Pasuk says, you know how the emunah comes? You keep telling yourself. He'emati ki'adaber. You have to keep telling yourself, no, everything's going to be okay. No, they don't know nothing. They don't know what they're talking about. Hashem is going to take care of me. You know, He always took care of me. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to pass. That's what you keep telling yourself. Hashem is like, no, without Hashem, only samachot. There's a lot of without Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.